Many lenders put foreclosures on hold over the holidays, but their temporary freeze is now over. Thousands of foreclosed properties are expected to hit the market in the weeks and months ahead. NPR's Tamara Keith reports.
Foreclosure sales slowed down at the end of last year, in part because of the regular holiday foreclosure freezes, but also because of the remnants of the so-called robo-signing scandal. In the fall, many lenders put evictions on hold while they reviewed their foreclosure procedures. Rick Sharga of the firm Realty Track says that's behind us now, and the pace of foreclosures is about to pick up.
I'd be really, really surprised if we didn't see a probably record quarter in the first quarter of this year.
Sharga expects banks will repossess close to 100,000 homes in January alone.
We always have a seasonal uptick in the first quarter, and I think it will be accelerated because of delays that the services will be making up for in the first couple months.
Realtors are bracing themselves for an increasing number of vacant homes waiting for buyers. But Lawrence Yoon, chief economist at the National Association of Realtors, says it doesn't come as a surprise.
These properties will be coming onto the market. That is a given.
He says there's a massive shadow inventory, homes not yet on the market, where the owners are more than 90 days behind on their payments.
It's just inevitable that they will go into a foreclosure.
Now, Yoon says he doesn't expect all these properties to dump onto the market in a single month. It will be gradual. But the question is whether the already fragile housing market will be able to handle them.
Hopefully, the improving economy, job creation, will provide the necessary housing demand to absorb the shadow inventory that will be reaching the market.
But will there be buyers out there for all those homes? While Yoon says he's hopeful, other economists aren't so sure. Most predict the unemployment rate will remain near 9% throughout 2011. People who are unemployed or worried about keeping their jobs aren't going to buy homes. And then there's the issue of loans. Mortgage lenders have so tightened their credit standards, even people with relatively good credit scores are having a hard time borrowing the money they need to buy. Tamara Keith, NPR News, Washington.